PMM 531.
A solo exhibition has just opened in Wellington that reimagines 1970s Samoan love songs. It's called Dreaming of Lulu, and it's by Christopher Ulutupu, an artist based in Poneke. And it's a part of celebrating the Wellington Pride Festival. Christopher joins us now live on the phone from Wellington. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Christopher.
Thank you for this opportunity. A bit early for me.
I understand that you had the opening last night. How did it go?
It went really well. There was quite a turnout, and we had quite a few people come through the doors and have a look, and quite a diverse kind of bunch of people as well. So it was, all in all, it was pretty much a success, and yeah, really happy.
Christopher, can you tell us more about this very interesting work of yours, Dreaming of Lulu, you know, about the types of art that are on display as part of this exhibition and how it all came about?
So, I guess Dreaming of Lulu is a kind of video and performance-based work, set to work that kind of explores, as you said, like Samoan love songs of the 70s. And I think growing up with my parents, it's songs that my parents used to listen to. And when I was a kid, I kind of created this fictional character or imaginary friend, and her name was Lulu. And so Lulu was this 35-year-old Samoan woman who wore 60s clothing and listened to Samoan songs and drank and smoked, and she was kind of this kind of a person that was kind of modeled from my mum. And so this art exhibition is a kind of an ode to her, or an exploration of that relationship, creatively. And so, yeah, it's been exciting and fun to explore that.
Christopher, with some of the love songs from such legendary groups, Samoan legendary groups such as Punialava'a, Penina, Te Afau, Te Ama'a, how did you come about, or just in terms of selecting which particular songs for this exhibition?
So the songs came about from, I guess, like key songs that we used to listen to as I was a kid. And from there, I'd like sit there and reimagine kind of Lulu in these different kind of situations. So like sometimes on the mountain cliffs or in space. So I chose songs based on their, I don't know, things that they were evoke or imagery that would kind of be sparked from each of the songs. And most of them didn't really kind of pertain to the islands themselves. So one particular work I actually was thinking of things that happen in space and other things in front of a waterfall. So yeah, they kind of differ. And yeah, I think by each of those songs I listen to now and kind of party to them anyway, myself.
Party, yeah. Like last night, and still evoking those same memories, no doubt. Christopher,
yeah.
Can you tell us more, please, about your background in art, your journey?
So I was born in Porirua, and then I grew up in Nelson, Mr. Nelson. There aren't many Samoans in Nelson, so... so kind of grew within just my family, my extended family, and then moved back up to Wellington to kind of study at Massey University, and now been in Wellington for quite a few years now, and just finished my master's about 2 years ago, and yeah, just decided to become an artist from then on, because my background's in set design and theatre design that I studied up at Twisakati and Messi. But then, yeah, recently I've kind of just solely identified as an artist.
In terms of Dreaming of Lulu, what was the sort of time frame in putting this particular exhibition together, Christopher?
Oh, well, like, I have been actually thinking about it for such a long time, so Enjoy accepted my proposal about, must have been a year and a half ago, but due to circumstances, like scheduling, I couldn't do the show until this year, so it's been a long journey, but the work that I'm showing in the gallery now, that work hadn't actually happened until 2 weeks ago. I shot it in Wellington at Massey University and at a place called the Vogelborn Bowling Club. Yeah, so it's kind of a quick turnaround, even though in the scheme of things, I've been thinking about it for like a year and a half, but sometimes it's just how these things go.
and nice and fresh, of course, for the viewers going along. For yourself, Christopher, how much does it mean to you having your work on show for, you know, everyone to experience, especially as part of the Wellington Pride Festival?
Well, it's such a beautiful thing to have something quite personal to be put in public for all of us to see. And part of it, I think, was real lovely at the opening last night. I think kind of highlights the art galleries are kind of spaces where you predominantly see like white people and, you know, people not of color. And so last night it was really beautiful to see like an array and a mix of people. And I saw a couple of Samoan people there watching it, and it really brought me joy because it's like they know the context, they know the feelings, and the first thing they came up to me about the project was like, oh, these are the songs my parents used to listen to, and it was very nostalgic for them. And I told them that's what the function of this is. It's just kind of remembering, advocating, or like people of color occupying these spaces or being present.
Mm.
Being able to tell them stories.
Yeah.
But also, in terms of Pride, there's an amazing opportunity to be promoted by the Pride Festival. And, then you feel quite a bit of honour. And I hope my show is camp enough for them. It's pretty campy and really fun. And I think ask certain questions about identity that I think a lot of people experience, especially in the LGBTQI arena.
And for our listeners in the Wellington region, for Dreaming of Lulu, please can you give us the dates and where they can go along to the exhibition, please?
Yeah, so it's on now and open most days from now till April the 13th, so it's on for a couple of weeks. So, I definitely, if they've got any questions, they can contact Enjoy directly as well. It should be on advertisements. It'll be running during the day, and it should be fun.
Very fun, speaking with you this morning as well. Christopher Ulutupu, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. And all the very best for Dreaming of Lulu and, of course, your upcoming projects. Thank you so much and have a great day.